Not a whole lot of damage reported after the weekend's bad weather, but Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood says a microburst knocked down several hundred-year-old trees near Governor's Village Friday night. Those downed trees damaged one home and one car around Mangum Court. Luckily, though, no injuries were reported. But in Durham, we got sad news over the weekend as a UNC student was killed in a car crash also on Friday. WRAL first reporting 21-year-old George Hill died after a collision between two vehicles at the intersection of 54 and 751. Cause of the crash is still under investigation. Meanwhile, in Chapel Hill, police arrested four individuals last week Wednesday after they were spotted trying to break into vehicles around Glen Lennox. Daquan Hart, Jordan Bay, and Javian Pegram of Durham, and Javari Jacobs of Greensboro all face numerous misdemeanor charges. Those arrests come amidst an uptick in vehicle break-ins overall, 275 reported already this year in Chapel Hill. That's up from 181 at this same time last year. Police say the best way to avoid a break-in is to keep your vehicle locked and valuables out of sight. And if you're a gun owner, don't leave your gun in the car. In better news, congrats to Chapel Hill resident Bobby Gary, who made headlines over the weekend after winning $2 million in the North Carolina lottery. Gary won the prize on a $20 Mega 7 scratch-off ticket he bought at the Harris Teeter in Durham. His actual winnings won't be quite $2 million, though. You know how this works. Gary chose to take a $1.2 million lump sum as his prize. After taxes, that comes out to a little more than $850,000. Still pretty good. Back in government news, the town of Chapel Hill recently received several big grants. First up, $2.1 million from the Federal Transit Administration to improve local bus stops, plus another big grant from AARP North Carolina to install pedestrian refuge medians and traffic calming apparatuses in neighborhoods. That's all part of the town's Vision Zero initiative, an effort to improve bike and pedestrian safety and eliminate traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2031. And the town also recently got a big grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation to help develop and improve local greenways. Here's Mayor Pam Heminger on that.
So I'm so excited. We got $1 million Federal Transportation Administrative RAISE grant, as it's called, to help with our planning for Everywhere to Everywhere Greenways Network. We have to match that. We passed that money in our budget for the match so that we will get the planning done for these Everywhere to Every Greenways. And if you get the planning done and you get those pieces of all shovel ready to go, then getting grant money to put them in is so much easier. And so we're just so excited because this is a huge step forward. We're one of nine North Carolina communities to get a RAISE grant. Our consultant, Jennifer Giesmatt, helped us know about how to apply for the RAISE grant. She also put in a recommendation letter. We worked with the Department of Transportation to help make sure our language, so it was a huge team effort.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger there. Town of Carrboro is also working on greenways as well, with plans to extend the Bolin Creek Greenway, and Carrboro town officials have just issued a survey asking for feedback on three possible design options. Here's Mayor Damon Siles on that.
What's happening formally on the town side of things is that we just initiated a public input process to engage folks in helping us think about how to round out the concept plan that we've adopted as a town for the Bolin Creek Greenway. There's one component of that concept plan that has some unresolved questions, in particular what the alignment for that greenway is going to be. And so our town staff has been working hard to get some online survey materials out there for people to respond to, as well as to start appearing at a variety of community events, neighborhood events, just to basically elicit feedback from community members about what their interests are, what their goals would be for connecting the remainder of our Greenway network here in Carrboro. Sort of in a timely coincidence, I guess, Chapel Hill is making quite a bit of progress on connecting their Greenway network, including a recent RAISE grant from the federal government of about $1 million to support feasibility studies and other planning work for their Greenway network. So they're chugging right along, and I think we in Carrboro just need to decide which way we're going.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles there. You can get both of those conversations in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com, and head to Chapelboro as well if you want to take part in that town survey on the Bolin Creek Greenway. We've got a link to it up on our website, too. Over now to the Chapel Hill Public Library, where officials are launching a new initiative called Neurodiversity and Nature, offering services and activities for residents with cognitive issues like autism, memory loss, ADHD, and dementia. With the full story on that, here's 97.9 The Hill's Reagan Allen.
Unlike other libraries, the Chapel Hill Library is in the middle of a park. Surrounding the building are trees, flowers, gardens, and walking trails. This unique asset is the inspiration behind the Focus on Nature and the Neurodiversity in Nature initiative. Crystal Black helped create the program and applied for the $12,000 grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which funded the initiative. She is the Youth and Family Outreach Coordinator and has been with the library since 2004. Black helped put together the sensory kits for the initiative, all focusing on different aspects of nature. The kits use tools to help kids and adults learn through their senses.
We had five topics: desert, forest, ocean, swamp, and weather. So in each kit, we have a description here, so people understand the purpose of the kit. So you can see here that we're hoping to promote sensory exploration, fine motor skills, relaxation, and mindfulness.
In the sensory kit, there are three books relating to the topic: a picture book, an interactive book, and a nonfiction book. The kit also includes a weighted stuffed animal and interactive puzzles which focus on sight, touch, and hearing.
It's interesting because I think those of us who are neurotypical sort of move through space and time not really thinking about how others might process the world around them. I have a lot to learn still. I think I have learned a lot, you know, reading about, you know, how to put together sensory kits and what would be good to include and why.
Along with the child and adult sensory kits, the library added sensory-friendly furniture including hammocks, papasan chairs, large Bing bags, and wobble chairs with animals carved in the backrest. A new garden trail allows visitors to smell, hear, look, and touch plants and flowers in Pritchard Park. Sarah Wagner is the Adult Programming and Outreach Coordinator at the library. She was brought in to help with a different program called Books and Belongings, which aims to make neurodivergent people feel more welcomed. The program brings together people of all abilities to explore different stories with interactive materials.
We usually will take a look around the library, find some books. We might do some reading aloud, talking about the different things we've read, another way of getting some reading literacy. And it's really about getting familiar with the library and feeling welcome here.
The Neurodiversity Program is hosting a monthly sensory story time using the sensory kits. The story times are capped at 10 to ensure everyone gets a memorable experience.
I think the programming is important because we want to reflect our community, and programming is a way to have people in our community get more involved at the library and get more involved out in the world. And so that's really where Books and Belonging comes in, as a way to really encourage neurodivergent folks to come, hang out, feel welcome in the library, be able to use it as a resource.
The assistant director at the library, Megan Rosen, worked as the project manager for the Explore More program. The program intertwines closely with the neurodiversity program, specifically the sensory garden.
Explore More is about providing opportunities for people to connect with nature, with the ultimate goal of expanding awareness about the environment and how what we do impacts the world that we live in. And that means everybody. So that's how they interact.
Rosen said the Neurodiversity Initiative is one example of the many programs the library offers that gives back to the community.
If you ask anybody who works here at the library, they'd tell you that one of the main reasons they work here is because it's public service and it's a way of giving back to the community and connecting with the people here, whether it's through shelving books or pulling weeds or designing new programs and services or leading a story time.
If you're interested in attending the next sensory story time, it will take place on July 27th from 10:15 to 10:45 a.m. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Reagan Allen.
And visit our website, chapelboro.com, for even more local news, including details about a Hillsboro resident who's just announced plans to run for town board. Victoria Masika is a fourth grade teacher in the Durham Public Schools. She says her key issues are affordable housing, economic growth, building sustainable infrastructure, and promoting equity and diversity. The filing period for this year's election begins on Friday. And time now for sports, brought to this hour by the Financial Symphony. Congrats to former Tar Heel pitcher Zach Gallen. He's now with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he was just named to the roster for this year's Major League All-Star Game. That game's going to be next week, Tuesday, July 11th in Seattle. Gallen is 10-2 with a 3.02 ERA this year for Arizona. Well-deserved honor this year. Closer to home, UNC Women's Tennis head coach Brian Kalbas signed a four-year contract extension last week. That takes him through 2027. Also well-deserved, Kalbas is a six-time ACC Coach of the Year. He's the winningest head coach in ACC history. And last year, he led UNC to the ITA National Championship and the school's first ever NCAA a team title as well. And back in baseball, the Durham Bulls got a win last night, 9-5 over Jacksonville. The Bulls have one more game at Jacksonville today before coming back home tomorrow to open up a series against Norfolk.